a big oak tree out front here, and both of them were blown down during the hurricanes.
And what direction does the wind usually come?
With a hurricane, it can come from anywhere. It depends on whether it's coming from the east coast, or whether it's coming from the west, or whether it's coming straight through. It's depending on which way the hurricane is going traveling. And they generally tell you that so you can be prepared. Now, when a hurricane comes, tornado, anything like this, the first thing we do is to, anything like lawn chairs or anything like that, you're supposed to bring those in and anchor, and you can't make the wind could pick up and take away. And you have plenty of time to do that. And if you have big windows or something, you can board those up. If the wind's coming from the side that you have your window plate, glass window or something, you have plenty of time to prepare if you do.
And let's see, do they have any special names for wind? Say a wind that's coming from between the south and the west. Any name for that kind of wind?
Most time your tornadoes will come out of the southwest. Most of them originate. But I have seen one that came up here that hit this particular area came out of the northeast.
Oh. That sounds odd.
It does. And about reading on, I have been studying hurricanes and things like that, and reading all the information I could get on them, and it said it's unusual, but they do. They do. It depends on the wind cycle or something of this sort, the weather condition, the pattern at that time, at this particular time, that will change it. But most of the time, it's from southwest to northeast. They travel in that direction.
And what about hurricanes, tornadoes? They come from any particular direction?
Southwest.
And the white stuff that you say I couldn't see the drive because it was so white outside, was so...
Foggy.
And what do you usually call when no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you have a water?
Well, most of the time we just say, we're having an awful dry spell.
Is that any period of time, say, it doesn't matter how long it's been without rain?
No, just any time that you have to get out and start watering a lawn, or watering the grass, or watering the plants, and so forth.
Say the wind has been very gentle, and it's gradually getting stronger. You would say the wind's doing what it's...
The wind's increasing.
What if just the opposite's happening?
Well, the wind is still, or there's nothing, no breeze blowing or something of this sort.
And I say on a morning when it's not disagreeably cold, but just the kind of weather that would invigorate you, say it's white outside, it's not cold, but just...
Well, not chilly, it wouldn't be chilly. Need a pleasant morning on.
And did you have much frost this past winter?
Not too awful much this winter, but we did the winter before because it would freeze before, the frost formation. When the dew, we have quite a bit of dew, and then the frost would form, but we had very little, mostly because we had so much ice. But it's pretty when it's frost. It makes me think of snow.
Have you ever had any snow down here?
Well, yes, we did. They listed the snow just a little bit that we could feel. You could see, but by the time the flakes had hit your hand. But in Orlando and around, they had enough to show it on TV. This is the first year we've had snow like that far south.
We had some snow on the ground up in Knoxville for almost a month. Mm-hmm. My wife was doing her student teaching, and she couldn't get to school. They couldn't have school for about a month.
My goodness. Well, I have a cousin who lives in Indiana. She and her husband were down here. They bought them a mobile home, and they would stay here in the winter and went back.